What's good? I'm back. One and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. So we're going to react to this video of Stephen A. Smith. It's titled, Am I Becoming a Republican? He's basically taking slack from both sides, and I guess liberals are starting to call him out super, super heavy. And basically because he just won't admit that he... most of his values are conservative, man. It's crazy. It's you talking about pandering. I just reacted to Caitlin Clark pandering. Stephen A. Smith definitely be pandering because he just don't want to. He don't want to lose fan base. He don't want to have people trying to cancel him. That's really what it is. But let's get into it.
Now let's move on to some politics and social media with some of you. No surprises, you're just continuing to piss me off. Why? Because every time I make a comment that's critical of the Democratic Party or the left, I get accused of being a pundit for the right. Prior to the election cycle, I voiced my concerns about Joe Biden and his ability to serve as second term, as president. Then Biden stepped on the debate stage in late June and revealed what many suspected. He embarrassed himself. The White House and a...
Let me stop there, man. It ain't what many suspected. It's what anybody with common sense and two eyeballs knew. That he was incompetent. He was too old to be president in the first place. We question how he got elected in the first place because he was clearly incompetent. From the time he stepped into office to the time he left, falling off bikes, falling upstairs. You got the video saying he got his butt wiped, meaning he basically shit his pants, you know. So that you're already disingenuous, Stephen A., because you're talking about what many suspected. No, anybody with two freaking eyeballs and common sense knew this guy was clearly incompetent. Let's keep it moving, though.
Democrats eventually switched to Vice President Kamala Harris when he stepped away, who ultimately ran what some would say about.
Okay, let's stop right there. First of all, he didn't step away. They forced him to step away. They pretty much planned a coup and skipped the whole Democratic primary. So, once again, disingenuous. He didn't volunteer to step away. They made him step away.
Presidential campaign, at least in the eyes of some, that ultimately fell short with voters across the country. I pointed out my concerns with the campaign and the Democratic Party along the way, and many of you wanted to accuse me of being a voice for the right. So, you know what? I feel like it's time to set the record straight because ain't nobody hiding. Ain't nobody running.
Yeah, okay? You are. Yeah, you are.
Let me be very, very clear. I'm a registered independent because I don't trust either side. I think both sides are full of it on so many levels.
But you voted Democrat. So, yeah, you're running.
Many circumstances, it's nauseating. But I also want to take a moment because a lot of people out there on social media have been saying to me, here, Stephen A., you take these positions, you're frustrated with the Democratic Party, but then you voted for Kamala Harris against Trump. Why? It's very, very simple. I believe that Donald Trump has been a divisive figure.
I gotta stop right there. Nothing has been more divisive in this country than woke politics and identity politics and the Democrats pushing transgenderism, coddling criminals, pushing more support for illegal immigrants opposed to actual citizens. All those policies have been far more divisive. Allowing Democratic liberal teachers to indoctrinate people's kids, allowing biological boys to dress in female bathrooms and play in female sports. No, all those things have been far more divisive. So what a hypocrite, man. What a hypocrite. What's clearly divided this country is woke politics, identity politics, which came nowhere near from the right. It didn't come from the right. It didn't come from Donald Trump. The only thing that's divisive about Donald Trump is y'all hate him so much. Y'all got all this hate built up for this man. Part of the reason they hate Donald Trump is because he wasn't a politician before he got into office. He was straight up a businessman. He skipped the line, according to a lot of people. They say he wasn't qualified, and he might not have been totally qualified at first, because who the hell knows what running a president, being a president, is like until you actually become the president and see all the stuff you got to deal with. But let's keep it moving.
And I was thinking coming into this election that the last thing we needed was four more years of what we saw the last time, where there was so much strife and so much division that even though the economy clearly was doing well under his watch before COVID struck, it was just too much for the country to take.
And this idea that Democrats were going to do so much better on COVID is bogus, because they wanted to keep people locked down further, which means they wanted to control us even more. That's why they're going after censoring a lot of people's opinions and thoughts on social media, especially a lot of people on the conservative side. That's why they're trying to go after getting rid of guns. Because, you know, the thing is, the main reason for the Second Amendment is not solely to defend your life from, you know, possibly being shot and killed by somebody. The biggest reason is when tyrannical rules, tyrants try to rule us, like what's going on with the liberals. You know, Malcolm X said it best, man, when he said the white liberal is the most hypocritical and deceitful of both political parties. Let's keep it moving.
I was fearful of civil war in this country. It wasn't so much that he was supportive of white supremacists and he was this racist and all of this stuff like people were saying. I didn't engage in that incendiary rhetoric because I've always believed that Donald Trump was just somebody who did things that were politically expedient.
And as far as civil war, that's how I felt if Kamala would have been elected. I felt like that would have led to civil war because their politics are far more divisive. Let's keep it moving.
If supporting one side was going to generate votes for him, he would flow with it. And if it was not going to support his cause, he wasn't. It's just simple. It's just that simple. Why did I say that? And why did I refrain from that incendiary rhetoric that was thrown in his direction? It was because I knew Donald Trump before he ran for president. And black, whites, male, females, and everybody in between got along with him great.
And so did a lot of other people who knew Donald Trump before he ran for president. And as soon as he ran for president, they turned on him. Or as soon as he got elected, they turned on him. So, yeah.
So for all of a sudden, everybody to stand up and act like he was this pariah was BS. But I was also acknowledging he didn't help his own cause. From the moment in 2015 when he strolled down those escalators with Melania, the man offended 50% of the population back then in 2015.
You know, this is the problem I have with people who try to vote for a president. They think a president is supposed to be a nice guy. He's supposed to be caring. That's bogus, man. That's so naive to think when all presidents are having innocent people killed. They'll bomb a freaking town just to get the one terrorist and don't care how many innocent lives they kill. Barack Obama did it, man. He had innocent people killed just to get to terrorists. He don't care, man. None of these guys really care. Like, all I care about, though, is are they going to get the job done? Are they going to do the policies that they said they're going to do? They don't got to be the nicest person on the planet and the most caring person on the planet when they do it. Are they actually going to implement the policies they said they're going to do? Are they going to do, like, this idea that most people become billionaires by being nice guys or by caring. So naive and so bogus. Let's keep it moving.
Came across as xenophobic in the eyes of many. And it just seemed to go downhill from there. So after he served his 4 years in the White House, I didn't want to repeat all of that. But I didn't call him a racist. I didn't compare him to Nazis.
Which, that was crazy. The idea that you would compare Donald Trump to Hitler is really offensive, I think, for Jews. And it's really an asinine statement It's completely ridiculous, you know. But the Democrats are cool with that because they're pro-Palestinian. They're calling for the extermination of Jews, pretty much. They want to see all Jews killed. They're all pro-Palestinian. A lot of them are now. Don't even know a single Palestinian that they've ever met a day in their life. Never even been to Palestine. Don't know the history around this feud that's been going on before I was even born. Let's keep it moving.
I didn't sit up there and accuse him of befriending white supremacists and all of that stuff because I knew no matter what people believed, they were trying to politicize it. So when I thought about him against Kamala Harris, I said, excuse me, let me make sure Republicans are in the House and the Senate. You have somebody that's going to work with both sides in the White House and we'll have peace.
Democrats don't want to work with Republicans. That's the thing. Democrats got their mind made up that you have to agree with them 100% or that's it. We can agree on 9 things out of 10. As soon as you disagree on that last thing, oh, hell no. They're going to turn their backs on you. They're going to try to cancel you. Whatever it is, they're going to call you all the names in the world. That's like the John Fetterman. Like, just because he doesn't agree with Democrats across the board, they want him to leave the party and stuff like that. You know, that's how they do, man. They don't want to work with Republicans. They don't, it's either their way or the highway, according to them. My way or the highway. That's all they, that's their mindset. They're not willing, you can't present facts and change their mind because they hate facts. They get offended over facts.
Domestically. That's what I was thinking. But under no circumstances was I this raving supporter of Kamala Harris. I saw her during the primaries in 2020. I saw that she couldn't get to Iowa. I saw her comments about transgenders, particularly those in prison that wanted sex changes. I saw how incoherent she appeared in communicating what her objective would be when it came to the economy. I know for a fact that she was supposed to oversee the issues involving the border. Yes, like Roland Martin said, she wasn't the quote-unquote border czar, but she was perceived as such. I also saw her go on the View and categorically deny that there was any need to change anything that Biden had done, even though over 12 million people crossed the border illegally and you were acting like there was no border crisis. I saw the duplicitous tendencies. I saw the inconsistencies. I also saw the hypocrisy.
And after all that, he still voted for her. I mean, it's crazy to me. He talks about all these things that he agrees that Republicans were saying and doing. Then he talks about all these things. He ain't said one thing he agrees with Democrats doing, but he still voted for them.
And as the election came about and ultimately unfolded, and I saw Donald Trump win convincingly. No, he did not get 50% of the popular vote, as the Democrats are so quick to point out. My attitude to them is shut the hell up. Nobody wants to hear that now. Who cares whether he got 50% of the vote or not? He beat you in the popular vote and the Electoral College vote. He swept the swing states. He improved his numbers in every demographic imaginable. Blacks, Hispanics, women. He beat you. And the American people spoke, and they spoke flagrantly. And from that moment forward, I'm like, damn all of that. We're going to support the fact that he won the presidency. And I'm going to tell you where I'm at with it. And that doesn't mean I'm going to become some registered Republican, because I still find them a bit shaky. But when I see Attorney Bragg in New York trying to convince the judge and the courts to treat Donald Trump as if he's deceased, as if he has died, just to make sure that your convictions on those 34 felony accounts remains a part of the record. It just shows another level of patheticness, if that is such a word, that creeps in. Once again, you can't let it go.
Yeah, the same party that said, oh, you know what? We're down with peaceful transfers. No, they're really not. they're trying to figure out a way to prevent him from getting in the office still to this day. They clearly, like he said, he's going to support Trump because he supports whatever president for the sake of this country. But Democrats ain't going to do that because they don't care about this country. They just want to tear it down and build it up to be some imaginary make-believe utopia that will never, ever exist in the reality of society. I mean, they don't even live in reality. They say a man could become a woman and a woman could become a man. Like anybody other than Mother Nature dictates that. They think mankind's science or mankind dictates, you know, that you can be whatever sex you identify as, which is totally bogus. It's make-believe. It's fairy tales. It's imaginary, made-up bullshit. I done heard enough, man. Stephen A., he's going to continue taking it from both sides because you're clearly conservative, but you don't want to come out and say it because you don't want to alienate. Now, don't get me wrong. I get what he's trying to do. He's trying not to alienate any of his consumer base or fan base that watches him, but once you start talking about politics, you're going to alienate some people, man. You're going to alienate some people once you start talking about politics. So you got to just not worry about that. You got to just worry about the people that are tuning in and listen to you and watch you and not try to cancel you just because you disagree with them. So he probably, you know, Stephen A. probably should have just stayed on First Take, probably should have never got into talking about politics. I don't think he thought about it ahead of time. You know, he's just trying to get to the bag and make as much money. And I think ESPN, they're declining ratings and nobody's really watching no more because of the woke politics on ESPN. Everybody's tired of the woke politics on ESPN and First Take. They're tired of it, man. More than half of the consumers are tired of it. They're tired of hearing the females with the woke politics and Ryan Clark and whoever. So Stephen A., he's going to continue. As long as he keeps talking about politics, he's going to continue having people coming at him because he clearly is a conservative but won't come out and say it. He's trying to straddle the middle and say I'm independent when we clearly know that's not the case. Stephen A. Smith is a capitalist. He's a conservative. Appreciate y'all tuning in another episode. Peace, and I'm out.